before you came to the United States, here you are 10 years old or 11 years old, how do you feel when somebody says, hey, you're going to the United States? I mean, you're only a 10-year-old. Don't you feel sad? I don't want to go?
They all feel happy about it, you know?
I mean, even you, when you're only 10 years old, you mean you're willing to leave this little village and
that's right. That's why I want to go.
You do?
Yeah.
You didn't say, let me think about it first?
No, I never think.
Who told you to come to the United States?
My dad. Go letter and send me all the thing you have to learn for interview.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, and you had to memorize all that?
Oh, memorize all of that, you know.
When you left China to come to the United States, what did you bring?
Nothing.
Change of clothes?
Just a change of clothes, that's all, in a suitcase.
How big is your suitcase?
About medium size.
Just one suitcase?
Yeah, just one suitcase.
Do you bring any money? Any spending money?
My mom gave me $2 as spending money.
$2 Chinese money?
Chinese money.
And do you spend it?
No, I didn't spend it. My first cousin spent it for me.
Oh.
He bought a $2 and gambled.
Oh. And you lost that?
She lost it, see? I didn't have any.
Oh, was that on the boat?
Yeah, it was on the boat from Gongwon to Hong Kong.
Oh, you lost your $2. So when you got on the boat in Hong Kong, you had nothing in your pocket?
Nothing in my pocket.
Except that one suitcase?
Yeah.
On these boats, they have showers or bathtubs. What's the name?
Big one?
The boat you came over when you were 10 years old. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, a Chinese boat. It took us 31 days.
Oh, it was a Chinese boat that you came to the United States with?
Yeah. The name was Nanking.
Nanking.
Yeah.
It took 31 days.
31 days. It was 360 Chinese on that boat.
And they're all third class on the bottom?
All third class.
Who was upstairs?
Oh.
Were they carrying any Caucasians?
Oh, yeah. First class, second class, tourist class, you know, see.
Oh. The Nanking, huh?
Yeah.
How do you know, were the captains and everything Chinese, or?
Some Chinese.
Some Chinese and some, yeah. Caucasians.
Caucasians, yeah.
The food was Chinese. What about when you could get your clothes dirty? You came with somebody.
I came with my first uncle.
Oh.
No, first cousin, not first uncle.
Oh, first cousin. He's the one that gambled with you.
Yeah,
your
that's right.
How old was he?
He was 22 when he came.
And you were only about 10 or 11?
Yeah.
And you're going, you knew your uncle? I mean, you knew your cousin?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's my,
And you stayed with him for 31 days across this ocean?
Yeah. He never took care of me anyway.
Oh. What do you do on the boat? I mean, here you are, a little kid.
Everybody, you know, on that ship?
Yeah.
Everybody gets seasick.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
You wasn't seasick?
Yeah. 360 Chinese in that boat. One dinner time, you know. Only 8 of us show up for dinner. Everybody's just laying in bed.
These 360 people, were they old people or young people?
All kinds.
All kinds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Girls or all men?
No, I don't think there's any girl on that boat.
360 Chinese.
Yeah.
And they all got seasick.
They all got seasick.
You wash your own clothes on that boat?
Yeah.
10 years old, you're washing your own clothes, huh?
Yeah, I don't think I did even wash any.
Oh.
Just keep it till we get to Angel Island.
And how long did you stay in Angel Island?
31 days.
31 days?
Yeah.
Why so long? You must actually have trouble with the papers.
Well, my dad had trouble.
Oh.
So-called daddy, you know.
Yeah.
So he was scared. Somebody said, oh, that's not your son. He's supposed to have a daughter, you know, see.
Yeah.
So he's scared to go for an interview. That's what delays the loan.
Oh, I see. And your dad came up to Frisco to...
No. I came up, I stayed in Frisco about a month.
After Angel, you mean in Angel Island for a month?
For a month. Then after got released from Angel Island, I was staying in San Francisco for a month. Nobody bring me up here from San Francisco.
Oh, you have to wait for somebody to bring you down?
Uh-huh.
Didn't your father go up and meet
no,
you?
No, he didn't. He didn't have time to go down.
What happened to your cousin in the meantime?
He was still in there.
Oh, he's still in
there. Flunk.
He flunked. He got out there. He's still in.
Yeah, he got a lot of trouble in his interview.
You remember some of the questions they asked you?
Well, all kinds of questions.
Hard?
Not very hard. All you can remember your brother and sister's birthday, and the house, how many windows you have, how many stairway you have.
How do you feel when they're asking you this and you're only 10 years old?
I wasn't scared.
You wasn't scared?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay, so then after that, you came out and you stayed another month in San Francisco. Where at?
Down on Sacramento Street.
Sacramento. Is that place still there?
No, it's not there anymore. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, what happened? Okay, after, in other words, you stay a month in Angels Island, a month in San Francisco, then finally you came down here.
Down in LA.
Is that the first time your dad saw you?
Yeah. That's the first time he saw me.
What did he say to you?
Yeah, I don't remember now. He was good. He was good to me. He took me down to the department store for all new clothes.
I see. You still had the Chinese clothes when you came down here then?
Yeah, I have Chinese clothes. No, I have a pair of pants on, I think, short pants.
That's funny, you have one suitcase and no money in your pockets and you travel all this...
Not a penny, but I was lucky.
Yeah.
Really, people in a fellow working that ship, every now and then he took me to the second class, he gave me...
You mean a sailor?
A sailor.
Chinese? Or?
Yeah, working that ship.
Yeah.
You give me apple, give me pie. You know, that was good, you know. For them days, you never taste anything like that when it was in China, you know. So
you never eat pie.
Yeah, never eat pie, never eat apple or oranges, you know. You always take me up there, you know.
Yeah.
Lucky. And then when I came down to Angel Island, there was an Englishman. Every morning he'd give me a nickel or a dime. You know, them days, nickel or dime is a lot of money.
Who is the Englishman?
I don't know who he is.
He worked there?
No, he was detained there too, you know, see.
So he gave you a nickel?
Probably he came from England, you know, see. Yeah. Every day, every morning, you give me a nickel or a dime.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my cousin sent a letter under my name, sent to my dad, I need money at Angel Island, you know. Oh. My dad sent $5, he took it. I didn't know until my dad told me about it, you know.
Oh, I see. How was Angel's Island? What do you remember about Angel's Island?
Well, as a kid, the place is not too bad. You know, you get 3 meals a day, you know. So.
Chinese food?
No, American food.
American food.
Some Chinese food, some American food. Lunch, I remember lunch is American food.
Yeah.
Bread, butter, you know.
What do you think of that kind of food?
Well, not too good. Not
Chinese
too
didn't like that, huh?
Yeah. Well, when you're in a place like that, hey, you're waiting, you know, to get released from that place. It's just like Alcatraz, you know. You're across the bay from Alcatraz.
Yeah. Okay. So all the time you were there, Chinese were coming and going, and you were
going.
still there.
I remember the motorboats from the ship to Angel Island, you know, a woman. You know, they disliked riding those motorboats. So scary, you know, see. Said, oh, we will never come to a place like this.
You know, on Angel's Island, right now they come up with some records of Chinese carving words on the wall. You ever see any of those on Angel's Island? some Chinese stayed there for so long they got mad and they carved a lot of words, poems in China, say this place is like a prison and so forth. You ever see any of those?
Yeah, I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, never.
What do you do in Angel's Island? You just sit and wait? Is that
That's all. Sit and wait and play around.
What do the Chinese men do? Is there newspapers to read or anything?
Gee, I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
Oh. How do you guys sleep? In bunks?
Yeah, bunks.
How many to a room?
Yeah, I don't remember how many.
You don't remember?
Yeah.
But the men and women are separated.
Yeah, right.
Did they break up the families too, or no?
Yeah, they break up the families too.
You mean fathers and sons are,
are
split up?
They're separated. Hmm.
And what happens if you don't pass? They throw you on a boat and you go back?
You're put in a different room, I think.
Oh.
See? It's just like I think you fight to the last court in Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you don't make it, then...
You don't make it, then you got deported.
During that batch where you were at, did a lot of them get deported?
No.
No, they all made it. They didn't ask these questions in Hong Kong before you got on the boat, and they wait till you get over here, then they ask.
Yeah, they get over here, then you ask.
Yeah, of course now it's different, they ask on the other end.
Then. Now it's easy.
Yeah, it's much easier now.
Much easier.
When you ran the laundry out here, say in the 20s, what did they charge for laundry? Do you remember any of the prices?
Yeah, 15 cents a shirt.
15 cents, that was what, the 1920s?
1923, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
What about in the 30s now?
30, they're coming down in 29. Coming down in 30.
30.
No, 31. 31 they come down.
They come down. Below 15 cents?
Below 15 cents. As low as a nickel.
A shirt.
You're right. As low as a nickel.
Wow. And when did it start going up again?
Yeah, went up
a nickel shirt.
Right.
That's 20 shirts for a dollar.
Yeah. Nickel. And you had to do everything. You had to sew button and everything on.
Even in the 20s, the washing machine was mechanical, right? It's not by hand.
Yeah, big washing machines.
You all had washing machines?
Yeah, all washing machines.
And you all had these 8-pound irons. When do you guys go electric?
Not until 1934.
34, you start
electric
using
iron.
Electric iron. Were there many laundries that operated purely by hand, washing by hand? Did you ever see any?
Yeah, I saw one of them when I came to stay in 1921.
21.
That was on 18th and Main Street.
18th and Main. He did the whole thing by hand?
Whole thing by hand.
Wow. In those days, you even had collars on, right? A lot of collars.
Stiff collars.
What did you charge for those? Do you remember the prices on those?
Nickel.
A nickel?
Yeah.
So if you own a laundry, how much does the guy make when he say, hey, business is pretty good? What's his profit, I guess? How much does he have to take in before he say, hey, my business is good?
During what time?
Say the 20.
At 20? Well, if a fellow makes $50 a week, owns a laundry, he's good.
That's before you pay soap and
yeah, everything, you know.
$50, you're doing good.
Doing good.
That's $200 a month. What about in the 30s?
The 30s, doing the present days, you make $100 a month, you're doing very good. From 80 to 100.
A month?
Yeah. You know, them days, things are very cheap, you know.
Yes. Since the Chinese mostly go to herbs, what happens when Chinese have children? Where do they go to the doctor?
They usually call a midwife, you know.
Oh, a midwife.
Midwife.
Yeah. Chinese midwife?
No.
Oh, a Caucasian, Caucasian midwife. When midwife comes.
Yeah.
Is that what everybody...
This is the end of the duplicate of Tape 2, Side 2 of the interview with Ray Liu.